The next case is Khan's Cars International versus the United States, 2012, 1034. Mr. Camerata, when you're ready.
Good morning, Your Honors. Carl Camerata, attorney for CARES International, the plaintiff appellant in this matter. CARES is the importer of these flooring panels. If I may approach the bench, I would like to hand these so you could see what the product actually is.
No.
We've seen them.
You've seen them. There are three crucial points that I would like to make. I would like to reserve 5 minutes.
We have that.
Thank you. There are three crucial points that I would like to make. The first point is that the Faust case controls the classification of this CARES flooring as builder's joinery under heading 4418. The second crucial point is that we believe the Camelback case precludes this flooring from being classified as plywood under heading 4412. And then the third point is that neither the Bowen case nor the explanatory notes are applicable to the classification of these products. With respect to
why wouldn't the Bowen case be the applicable precedent, given that it deals with almost an identical type product?
Well, Your Honor, there are four specific reasons that we believe Bowen is inapplicable. The first reason is that the Bowen case dealt with heading 4412 as either plywood under 4412 or veneered panels under 4412. Our case is totally different. We believe that at the four-digit heading level under GRI-1, the responsibility of the court is to look to all of the four-digit headings that would apply. And in this case, heading 4418 is exactly applicable to our product.
But isn't there an explanatory note with respect to 4418 that rules out plywood?
Your Honor, I'm glad you brought that up. There are actually four explanatory notes that deal with this. The first explanatory note is in 4412, which the government has cited. Immediately underneath that explanatory note is the second explanatory note that specifically provides for this product to be classified under 4418. So there's a direct conflict of positions in the explanatory notes within one paragraph of each other. Similarly, under 4418, there's an explanatory note that puts our product specifically under 4418, and then immediately underneath that is an explanatory note that seems to put it back into 4412.
Was this explanatory note in the joint appendix?
Yes, it was, Your Honor. Yeah. And it's in the, it's actually in our brief, in the reply brief. I cite both of the explanatory notes in both of the headings. Also, under the Faust case, this court has defined...
Now, under 4418, I don't see the reference you're speaking about.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you, Your Honor.
I don't see the explanatory note that you're addressing.
Okay, if you look at under 4412 at page 815 of the explanatory notes, it reads, heading 4412 excludes parquet strips assembled on a support of one or more layers of wood known as multi-layer parquet parka.
That's assuming that these are parquet strips. I mean, you're asking us to make another type of decision before we even address whether Bowen is applicable or not. This doesn't answer the question as to why Bowen is not applicable.
Well, okay.
The question I pose to you is that Bowen deals with essentially the same product.
Well, the Bowen product, we understand, was 8 inches wide. Ours is 9 inches, and that makes a significant difference. The court in Bowen had indicated that, gaps in plywood are defects, they're faults. And to be avoided, their faults went 8 inches.
For purpose of the HTS, I mean, the first thing we look at is to, well, other than the chapter, then we get down to a four-digit heading, and we're looking at the essence of the product that we're talking about. And here, this is a plywood product that you have.
Well,
it's not a fiberboard.
No, we respectfully disagree that it's a plywood product. This, the expert witnesses in our case have all testified 100%. This is not plywood. And if you apply the Camelback factors to our product, you'll find that it can't be plywood. But even if it was plywood, assuming for the moment that it's plywood under 4412, under the Faust case, we meet the specific definition of builder's joinery under the Faust case. The Faust case defined builder's joinery, and it has the four requirements. We meet all four of those requirements as builder's joinery, so it's equally classifiable at the four-digit level as 4418 and 4412. And then the Faust case also specified that 4418 is more specific. When you have two or more headings that apply, GRI 3A requires you to look at the classification that is the most specific. And the court in Faust found that the product that they imported, similar flooring to ours, was much more specific than plywood. Plywood is a general product that's used, it's multi-purpose, multi-use, whereas...
The product in Faust, was that a fiberboard?
That was fiberboard, multi-layer, and the surface of theirs was a photograph that simulated wood flooring. We actually, our case is stronger. We have actual wood rather than a simulation.
Let's go back. Faust is a fiberboard. Boeing is a plywood, a veneered plywood.
Right, and for classification purposes, they're both very similar. Fiberboard is a general product used to make other products and has multi-uses, multi-purposes. Plywood, similarly, has multi-uses, multi-purposes. Whereas under 4418, builder's joinery is very specific, and the court found that in Faust, that it is much more specific.
But isn't there a problem with 4418 is that the explanatory note specifically excludes plywood panels or veneered panels. It says plywood panels, veneered panels, used as flooring panels, which have a thin veneer of wood affixed to the surface so as to simulate a flooring panel made up of parquet strips. That's
almost
not
the same
your
language in 4412 that sent it to 4418. They're both very similar crisscross. 4412 is directing it to 4418. 4418 is directing it to 4412. But in any event, the explanatory notes in 4418 also specify that for purposes of classification in the subheading, the term parquet panels includes preassembled flooring panels made from two or more rows of narrow and generally short pieces of wooden boards or strips that have been joined edge to edge. That's exactly our product. That's exactly our product.
It's here.
The three panels joined edge to edge on a surface of...
But your product, is it not several strips that are glued together, strips of wood?
Yes.
That are glued together.
Exactly.
Look at the cross section. Look at the cross section.
Yes.
There you go. You can see the different pieces of wood that have been glued or bonded together.
That's correct.
That's not a wood block, is it? I mean, that's different from a parquet block, which is total wood.
No, a parquet has been defined in the dictionary as having a pattern. And this is a pattern called a strip pattern.
No,
that's what the explanatory notes also define.
The parquet blocks are arranged in a way to create a mosaic, to create different types of patterns.
Well, the definition...
We understand that. But we're looking at first at the very essence of the product. And what you're holding in your hand is not a wood strip. It's pieces of wood that are bonded together. And by
just
the,
as in Faust. Faust was
well,
the same thing.
And by definition standard, looking at Bowen, that's a plywood. And this is why I'm asking you, because here's where your problem is in my book, is that, and you haven't succeeded in explaining why Bowen doesn't apply.
Well, there's the Bowen case dealt with, they looked at the standards in Bowen as for plywood. And the court there specifically, without any guidance from expert witnesses, had read BPS 1-95, which stated that in plywood you can have gaps up to 8 inches. Gaps in plywood are to be avoided, their faults, their defects. In flooring, they're specifically engineered into the flooring panels. So these gaps that you can see here, every inch, there's an actual gap that runs the entire length 9 inches, which precludes it from being plywood. You can't have gaps like this and have it be plywood. It defeats the purpose. This was... Oh, I see my time is...
Well, you're into your rebuttal time. If you're through answering Judge Rayner's question, you can either continue or save it, as you wish.
Okay, I'd rather reserve it. Thank you.
We'll reserve it for you. Is Cote or is it Cote?
It's Cote, Your Honor.
Cote,
thank
I
you.
See.
Mickey Cote for the United States. I think Judge Rayner correctly assessed the situation with a very basic concept, and that is for classification purposes, we are looking at the essence of the good, and we are also trying, and I'm adding this to Judge Rayner's statement, to classify the goods in the provision that most accurately describes them. As the court is aware, this court decided the common meaning, the plain meaning, of the tariff term plywood. It determined that meaning based upon dictionary definitions of the term, as well as looking to the standards that are published by the plywood trade. What it concluded was that the dictionary definitions and the plywood trade were largely in sync, that there are several aspects of plywood. One, it consists of three or more layers of wood, only wood. Two, those layers are laid side by or at right angles to each contiguous layer. Three, all of the layers are bonded together to make one product, plywood. The merchandise at issue in Bowen was virtually identical to the merchandise at issue here. And the trial court took painstaking detail to point out all of the similarities of the merchandise. There are no material differences between the merchandise in Bowen and the merchandise at issue here.
But wasn't the issue before Bowen different than the issue that was presented here? Indeed, in Bowen, the question was whether the panel should be classified under 44122950 or 44122910 or 44122930. And that is not the issue that is presented here. So the narrow holding of Bowen is narrower than the issue that is presented to us.
With all due respect, I agree in part, Your Honor, and disagree in part. You are 100% correct that the issue regarding the meaning and scope of the tariff provision 4418, which includes builder's joinery and assembled parquet panels, was not before this court in Bowen. Indeed, that was the original classification provision for the Bowen merchandise that the United States Customs Service, U.S. Customs and Border Protection, applied to those imported goods. The United States abandoned that provision and replaced it with the provision that it believed was the correct provision for the classification of the merchandise, and that was as plywood. This court did not have reason at the time to consider the meaning and scope of Heading 4418 under the circumstances. It did, however, consider the meaning and scope of the tariff term plywood. So if we set that aside for a moment and discuss 4418, as I stated, 4418 deals with builder's joinery, which includes, among other things, assembled parquet panels. The Court of International Trade held that the term assembled parquet panels means real parquet, the actual solid wood pieces presented in an assembly, in which case it could then be placed on floor and made into flooring. It did not include simulations of parquet. So even if one were to assume that the merchandise that was imported by Cares was a simulation of parquet, which it is not, it would still be excluded from Heading 4418 as assembled parquet panel. The court also looked at the provision for other builders' joinery and concluded that this merchandise is not classifiable in Heading 4418 anyway, because the explanatory notes for 4412 expressly include this merchandise, and the explanatory notes for 4418 expressly exclude it and direct classification to Heading 4412 as plywood. Now, I'd like to address a question that was raised by, I believe, Judge Lori, as to whether or not the explanatory notes are in the joint appendix. They are not. I'd also like to point the court's attention to the fact that the explanatory notes that are cited in Cares' brief, reply brief, are not the explanatory notes that were in existence at the time the imported merchandise, their merchandise, was entered into this country. The applicable statute was 2006, and the explanatory notes corresponding to it were from 2003. The statements contained in their brief are not in the explanatory notes that applied to this merchandise.
Ultimately, the issue here is an 8% tariff versus tariff-free. Is that right?
There are many issues in this case, but that is certainly the bottom line. Mm. Here, the merchandise is dutiable under Heading 4412 as plywood. Plenty of time. And unless there are any additional questions from the court?
No. Thank you very much, Ms. Okay.
And for all of these reasons, we request that the court affirm the trial court's judgment. Thank you.
We thought so. Mr. Camerata, you have some under 4 minutes of rebuttal.
Yes, thank you, Your Honor. First, I would like to indicate that the lower court in our case relied on the trial court in Faust in making its determination. It issued, in Judge Carman's defense, he issued the decision 1 week before this court reversed the Faust trial court and applied 4418 to Faust's product as being builder's joinery. Our case, our product, is squarely defined in the Faust case. The four factors that are listed in Faust, we meet each of them. So it is specifically under 4418. You mentioned the duty rates. The opposing counsel is correct that Customs changed its position from 4418, the specific provision that we're asserting, at exactly the same time as it became duty-free. They changed their position to the plywood provision.
I know that we weren't arguing those, but we have a lot of students here, and for educational purposes, I wanted to point out just what this case is about.
I see. Okay.
It's a differential tariff.
Yes. the duty rates are based on the classification, and changing classification can change the duty rates. But getting back to why our case is different than Bowen, there were also a whole panoply of issues that we have raised in our case that were not raised in Bowen that have not been addressed. We have issues such as substantial transformation, issues of commercial designation, the Faust case, the Camelback case, applying the factors of Camelback to our product and to plywood. And the Camelback factors, when you apply those factors, it specifically precludes our product from being considered plywood. So those are just a few. And with respect to the explanatory notes, I can actually refer you. We took those explanatory notes from the 2006 edition, and I have the page numbers. It's page 815 and page 821 that the conflicting provisions are included in the explanatory notes, and they include, the 2003 edition and the 2006 edition, but they're both still in there, and they're both still conflicting. were there any other questions?
No, I think we have your case, Mr. Camerata. Thank you. We'll take the case under advisement.
Thank you very much, Your Honor.